Hi, Dan Sheridan here telling America's story. This is lesson number 41. We're going to talk about the Spanish Armada, a naval battle that changed the world. Well, Spain ruled the seas at the beginning of the 1500s, as we've learned. Her ships dominated explorations of the New World, and they were carrying back to Spain the spoils of gold, silver, and other precious stones. Now, there was only one problem. She was spending all those riches funding wars defending her American colonies. Remember, war costs big bucks. Well, Spain's power began to decline, and as the Spanish grew weaker, the English sea captains grew bolder. And by the mid-1500s, English captains started to intercept Spanish ships carrying riches from the New World to Spain, and they plundered them. Now, this was done even though the two countries were at peace. Now, today we'd condemn such behavior, but in those days, when the English buccaneers arrived in their home ports with their stolen spoils, the people praised them as heroes, and the sovereigns welcomed them with open arms. Theft was hip back then. Now, these pirating ventures cost Spain a lot of wealth, while at the same time, it sharpened the war skills of the English sailors. Sir John Hawkins, who we learned about in our last lesson, was one of these pirates. He was one of the boldest and bravest fighters of his time. One time, he commanded 5 ships, which took on 13 Spanish ships. Not bad, so odds wasn't a big deal with this guy. Well, Spain had more problems than just the English. They had problems with the Dutch as well. The Netherlands were subject to the Spanish crown since 1516. But in 1567, they rebelled, and the war lasted about 40 years, ending with Dutch independence. Now, the issues involved were both political and religious. Remember, Spain was Catholic and the Dutch were Protestant. And this is what brought the English on board. Queen Elizabeth aided the Dutch, and thus they entered into the war with Spain as well. Then came the Great Crisis in 1588. Spain now had to fight 2 maritime nations, as well as protect her colonies and ships carrying her riches. So Spain decided to take decisive action. They wanted to wipe out the English in one massive blow. In 1588, Philip II, King of Spain, sent an enormous fleet that was considered invincible, the Invincible Armada. Pope Sixtus V blessed the Spanish attack, calling it the Enterprise of England. He saw the war as a means of bringing the wayward Protestants back into the Catholic fold. And like I said, I told you this was a big part of this war was religion. Well, this Grand Armada, consisting of 132 ships, 3,000 cannons, and over 20,000 men, made its way up the English Channel in a 7-mile crescent moon formation. It must have been impressive. Many thought that the English were now about to lose their liberties. But that wasn't going to be the case. The English were preparing a welcoming party for this armada. They assembled a fleet under Lord Howard of Effingham with Sir Francis Drake as vice admiral. Now, John Hawkins was among the rear admirals. Now, their fleet was much smaller than the Grand Armada, but they had better captains and a more nimble fleet. Well, the Armada reached the southern coast of England on July 19th, and the English ships gathered to the west of it to cut off a retreat and planned on wearing out the Armada with a prolonged fight. It was an interesting tactic. And then on this day, July 21st, 1588, the English opened fire on the Grand Armada. Their tactic was a nuisance to the Spanish. The English would make sudden dashes on the Spanish fleet and then sail beyond the reach of Spanish guns. It was almost like Ali versus Foreman. The old rope-a-dope on the seas, and it worked. The Spanish were defeated, and they were driven through the Strait of Dover into the North Sea, where their doom was sealed. They had to take the long way home, sailing around England and Scotland into the Atlantic Ocean. And when they came near the Orkney Islands, fierce storms arose, sending even more ships to the bottom of the sea. Thousands of soldiers perished. This event, the defeat of the Grand Armada, has been called the opening event in the history of the United States. This was one of the greatest defeats in human history with far-reaching results. It marked the end of Spain's dominion of the sea, and now England was the queen of the seas and could explore them unhindered, which led to the founding of the American colonies in the New World. Well, that's all I have time for. This is Dan Sheridan. It's been a pleasure spending this time with you. I really hope you learned something. Until we talk again, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together.